You're listening to TV Tangents, a retro TV podcast. Hey, welcome back to TV Tangents, Natalie.
Hi, Rebecca. Welcome back.
We are doing our first two-part episode.
It is our first two-parter, isn't
it? Hey, last week we started talking about Quantum Leap.
Oh, our favorite episodes.
And we had so much to say that we're coming back this week to talk about it again.
Yes. And we love, I mean, let's just recap that we love Quantum Leap. I'm sure everybody listened last week. And it's just an amazing show. An amazing show that we have so much to talk about.
You know what? There's a lot of Quantum Leap fans out there who, you know, have a lot more insights than we do. And absolutely, like, send us emails
yes.
about your favorite Quantum Leap moments. And we want to do, like, a fan mail episode.
Yeah.
So please send us your favorite TV memories. They don't have to be Quantum Leap. Whatever right. you want. Just send us some yeah. emails. Ask us questions. I don't care.
Yeah.
If you have some crazy off-the-wall question, ask us and we'll see if we can find an
we'll
answer to
we'll see if
it.
We'll figure it out. And if it's stuff we've already talked about or any of these episodes, please like say, hey, elaborate on this. Or did
Absolutely.
You see this one? And what do you guys think? Because we love that. And we love interacting with people and knowing what you want to hear.
So much fun.
Awesome.
So this week we're talking about our favorite episodes of Quantum Leap.
Yes.
And you had... We had a cliffhanger.
I have a cliffhanger.
You have something you want to tell us. What
I have something that I want to tell you. We had talked about, first of all, when we started to decide we were going to talk about Quantum Leap, Rebecca and I are very busy people, and we had a schedule, and we were going to record one night, and then things happened or whatever. So it kind of got delayed a couple days. And then God, it did, because I got to watch an extra episode of Quantum Leap recently. It's actually the second to last episode of the series.
Wait a minute. Do you think that Sam leapt back into your body and changed our schedule so that you could watch this episode?
I think so. And if any of you have seen that meme on Facebook that says, if you have a friend that's acting strange, you should say to them, Sam, and wonder if it's Dr. Sam Beckett
and
your friend. I'm not going to lie. I bet Sam did. I bet Sam jumped into my body and was like, no, I'm going to push this back. You're going to have this day so that you can't do this.
What else do you think he did when he was in there?
Oh, my God. Oh, now I'm scared.
Okay, go.
He's probably
that's
like,
what all those weird text messages were.
I was wondering what those messages I got from you were.
Okay, go ahead.
So on last week's episode, I talked about how I saw an episode where something's mentioned that we talk about like all the time. And so I tried to tease it a little bit. So I got to say, the second to last episode of Quantum Leap, Sam jumps into Elvis Presley.
Mm-hmm.
And it's young Elvis Presley, undiscovered Elvis Presley. He's supposed to change another woman's life is what it is. He's not supposed to change Elvis's life in any way. So this girl, and I believe her name was Sue Ann, and she was going to be at a talent contest and try out. And so Al jumps in, you know, and of course is like, hey, you're supposed to make sure she gets her big break, but you cannot change anything in Elvis's life.
Right.
So he's like, okay, I won't. So this woman otherwise was going to marry this ass and not have a career and get beaten and do all this crazy stuff. So Elvis tries to, like, they work at a diner together, or she's known him a really long time. He gets her to sing it. She freezes at the talent show and then runs up the stage and goes to, like, throw up or something.
So that's what I would do.
Right. So then they're at the diner together and he starts singing with her. They sing like Amazing Grace and everybody's like, oh my God, it's amazing, you know. So this is his plan. He's supposed to say, you know, have this woman do all this stuff. So they have another talent show thing come up. And she gets out there and she kind of freezes again while she's on stage. Elvis runs out and starts singing with her because he's like, I gave her the confidence last time.
Mm-hmm.
So they sing together. This producer in the crowd who was supposed to offer this thing to Elvis is like, here, come tomorrow, the audition. You're a duo now. And they're like, oh, okay. Well, either way, maybe Elvis will still get discovered. Mm. So that's the plan, except he gets into a fight with this woman's boyfriend, and then she doesn't want to come. So the next day, he, like, goes and has to find her. Well, they end up late for the audition, and the people are already gone. So at that point, she's like, okay, well, it's fine. It was over with anyway. I'm just going to leave. And she leaves. So Al jumps in and he's like, Sam, you now like ruined Elvis's life.
Oh, no.
You made it so he's not discovered and yada, 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 yada. So he says to him, dude, this is what happened now. And he's like, what do you mean? He goes, yeah, Elvis doesn't get discovered. And now Heartbreak Hotel is sung by the Monkees.
No.
I about died.
No.
I was like, what?
First of all.
Of all the episodes to see.
First of all.
I was like, did he really just say that?
How did the Monkees happen if the Beatles didn't ever see Elvis and the Beatles didn't happen? And also, that song was like already 10 years old.
Oh, like, man. Okay. I was like, whoa, that rewind.
That is hilarious.
I go, he just said Heartbreak Hotel sung by the Monkees.
I don't remember that.
Oh, it was hilarious. And then like something else was by, you know, Tony Orlando. I was like, oh, I'm laughing so
I
hard.
Can but only all, imagine.
All I cared about was that he said the Monkees. So I was like,
I
okay.
can't imagine how I reacted to that. At that time.
I bet at that time we were all like, what?
What? They said the Monkees. That never happened.
Oh my God. So funny. Needless to say, he runs to the diner.
He fixes
and
it.
And fixes it. And Elvis gets discovered. And it time changes back.
Oh my God.
But I had to say that because it's so prominent. Because obviously we talk about the Monkees all the time. And I was like, how did I watch this episode last night?
Well, I can.
And that happened.
6 degrees of separation. Relate another episode to that. The episode Glitter Rock.
Oh, I'm so happy you saw that because I thought I was going to have to bring it up.
Oh, no.
That's amazing.
Sam is a glam rocker in 1974. But it's co-starring. I don't know if you caught this. I don't know if you've ever seen Napoleon Dynamite. Have you seen Napoleon?
I haven't. Oh, but I tried once and
you
I think I
haven't
can.
Seen
yeah,
it?
I have to. I think I started to, and it was one of those things I had to give a chance to again. I can't
Everyone
remember
Everyone who's
happened.
Listening right now is not even believing that you've never
me
seen
in
this
the face.
Movie.
I know.
Okay. Well, this won't mean anything to you, but it means a lot to regular people.
Regular people.
Joe Grease stars as one of the bandmates in this punk. It's like a glam rock band.
Right. Well, you know, I could only focus on one thing in this episode.
I know.
So go ahead.
So he plays Flash McGrath, who is one of the guys. They all wear wigs.
Actually, there's a couple things I focused on this episode.
I know you did. Okay. So Joe Grease played Uncle Rico in Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, okay.
I just had to throw that out there. I'm sorry that
Good
you don't
know.
Get it.
I know.
But everyone
I
else
I
is yelling
it.
At their...
I'll watch it,
I was going to say yelling at their radio.
Because we're on the radio.
But that's because I'm old. So it also... also stars... Peter Noon.
Boom.
Peter Noon. Boom. As he plays basically the same role that he did in the Davy Jones episode of My Two Dads.
He sure
He's
does.
He's like the smarmy manager.
He is.
So Peter Noon. Fine.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
all, okay. We don't all know, but I just, I don't have a good relationship with Peter Noon.
Peter
Noon is
fine.
I mean, it's fine. He's a perfectly nice person.
He is.
Let's just say that. Okay, so you go on with your thing.
Well, I was just going to say, this episode was just hilarious to me because
it was
of the Peter Noon thing. So,
and I love that that Scott Bakula is singing in this episode.
Yeah.
Because that's like his background. He has a theater background.
And in so many, he sings.
Yeah,
and it's
he
like,
sings
it's
a lot.
Great. But so his name's Flash, right? So he...
Is it Flash? I thought that...
Right?
Uncle,
is that...
I thought that Joe Grease played Flash.
Oh, I don't even know now that you just said that because I didn't even write it down. So
I might have wrong information, but you know what? We're not going to go Google it. Because
correct. So Sam is the this guy who... He's,
we'll just say Sam.
He's supposed to be stabbed by someone in this episode.
Yes.
And that's how Al comes to him.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam keeps...
By like a stalker
well,
dude.
Well, Sam keeps seeing this random kid in these little flashy, weird stalker-looking episodes. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, oh my God, what's happening? So he ends up catching up to this kid, and it's a young kid.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulls him aside, and he brings him in, and he's like, what's going on? He's thinking this is the kid who was supposed to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Finds out that this kid thinks that this rock star is his father.
Mm-hmm.
And prominently says, again, once again, this kid lives in Hastings, Nebraska,
mm-hmm.
and his mother was at a concert in Omaha, Nebraska, back in whatever year he was born.
Which is where we live.
Yes, which is where we live. She basically said to me that you're my dad, because like right. she had a
and
thing
Sam
with you.
Doesn't know.
Sam doesn't know, because he doesn't have this guy's memory.
He's got to pretend like, oh, totally remember that.
Right. And rock stars probably might not remember anyway.
I know, so, even so, he's even probably so. Like, oh.
So this kid's just like, I just wanted to meet you and mm-hmm. whatever. So they kind of have like this little relationship going. And so then the episode kind of goes on. And towards the end, it's real interesting. And they're like, oh, and Al's like, you got to go a different way. This is where it happens. Like, he's going to get stabbed.
Mm-hmm.
And they start to go through like this crowd of people. And sure enough, they look out there and that kid's out there. And he kind of has his hand like in his coat or something mm-hmm. too, like he's gonna, but what he ends up doing is like pointing, and Sam somehow figures whatever out and turns around, and it's Peter Noon that was gonna kill him.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
Of course it is. And he's like, seriously, he's like lunges at him with a knife and he catches him and they're like, ah!
just don't trust him.
Because he was, oh, because by the way, in the episode, Sam calls him out, the character, because there's some financial stuff that doesn't like make embezzling. Any sense. Yeah.
That's why he's stabbing
him. So that's
him.
Why he ends up stabbing him, because
and
he
he's
found
wearing
out.
Like a punk wig.
He is. He's all dressed up like he's a fan. And I'm like, oh dear God.
Yeah.
So excited that you saw that, because
that's that's like a very popular episode.
It really is.
I mean, it's pretty sweet.
When you Google episodes of Quantum Leap to watch, that was one of them. And that's actually the reason why I like kind of watched it ahead of time. And I was like, oh, so glad I watched this. Because I was like, this is kind of important in our lives.
It is pretty important. Let's see.
Good stuff.
My favorite episode of all time, which I'm going by when I was a teenager.
Yes.
My favorite one was Private Dancer.
Yes.
Which is another very popular episode. Yeah. And this is the one where Sam leaps into a male dancer who works at a nightclub. And he's trying to stop a server named Diana from stripping and ultimately becoming a prostitute and getting into drugs. And I think she dies of AIDS or something.
Yeah.
She's deaf. And she is played by a deaf actor.
Right.
Which, good on them.
Yeah.
Because I think not a lot of representation was going on in the 80s and 90s.
Sure.
So she dreams of being a serious dancer, and she wants to dance for this famous choreographer. Mm-hmm.
Debbie Allen, by the way.
Yes, is played by Debbie Allen of fame. And she was in all kinds of
and
other stuff.
And multiple stuff now. She's on Grey's Anatomy now. I'm sure.
Oh, is she?
Some people know that, yes. I'm going to open this other wine, by the way.
Okay.
Okay.
I remember her from Fame. Which my sister watched. I did not.
I never watched Fame either. Okay.
Anyway, yeah. I watched it out of the side of my eye, but I didn't really care so much.
Out of the side of your eye.
Yeah. I was like, all right, it's on.
Good times.
So this episode was set in 1979 and it aired in 1991.
I'm getting loud with opening the wine.
I'm opening the wine. That's fine. I mean, I would like the wine open. That's fine.
It's just loud.
But I'm just going to keep on going.
You keep going.
I loved this episode. It was sweet. They do a dance together. Nice. The song, I don't remember the name of the song, but it's a lovely song. It's very hard to find, by the way.
Yeah,
but I wish I could tell you the name of the song, but anyway. And I was a dancer at the time, not that kind of dancer. I was a ballet dancer. And so it was relatable, and I loved it. It was also a very popular trope, like the stripper to serious
glug 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 glug.
I'm trying to do a podcast.
I'm trying to drink some wine.
I was making a point. Okay, put that down.
And
so anyway, let me start again.
Yes, dancing.
The stripper/wants-to-be-a-serious-dancer trope was very popular at the time.
It was.
Mostly because of the success of Flashdance in 1983. Mm-hmm. It's basically the same
That
theme.
Episode reminded me of that, actually. Yeah, very much.
And lots of other shows did it.
Absolutely.
Shows such as Simon and Simon.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that one yet?
I don't think I've seen that one, because we talked about that, and I saw the Quantum Leap one and not that one.
So Simon and Simon had one called Heels and Toes. That one aired in 1984.
Okay.
So I'm not going to say that Quantum Leap copied off of Simon and Simon. I'm going to say right. they copied off of Flashdance.
Yeah.
But still, it was a very popular, lots of other shows did it.
Sure.
But anyway, it reminded me of it because she wants to be a serious dancer. Mm-hmm. She's a stripper, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
So, bleh. So that was my favorite Quantum Leap episode.
That's an amazing
Do you
one.
Have a favorite Quantum Leap episode, or did you already mention
it? Oh, my goodness. So many. There. I guess I'd have to say it has to do with the two main characters, though. So sure. Sam jumps into young Sam's life.
Yeah.
At one point.
Oh, that's so sad every time he goes home. Every time he sees his dad.
So, okay, early on in the very, very beginning, I think it's the first episode. I think it might be the mm-hmm, first episode. Mm-hmm.
He
realizes
his dad.
What's happened and he calls mm-hmm. his dad because his dad has passed.
Yes.
And so he's all emotional and sad about mm-hmm. it. So he jumps in to like 12-year-old Sam mm-hmm. at one point. And now he's trying to change his family because goodness, he knows so what happens. He knows his brother dies in Vietnam.
Uh-huh.
He knows his dad dies of heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
His sister goes on to marry a wife beater and mm-hmm. becomes like an alcoholic. So he's trying to change their lives. And Al's like, Sam, you gotta let, you know, whatever happened, da, 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 da. In especially poignant moment of that one, he's on the porch with his little sister. And he's like, this is a song I want to sing for you. And he sings Imagine by John Lennon.
Aww.
John Lennon sings Imagine, John Lennon. By the way.
John Lennon.
And so he sings that song. And then she's like, I've never heard that before. And he's trying to tell his family, like, this is what's going to happen. And he's on and on and on. And then finally they're like, his sister gets really upset. And Al's like, you better knock it off. And he's like, oh, guys, I was just kidding this whole time. Because they get really upset because they're like, he's crazy. Like, what's right. happening? Right. Why are you saying all these weird things? He's trying to get his dad to not eat bacon. Like, he's Aww. Doing some weird stuff to try to change his own life.
Mm-hmm.
And then he actually jumps into Vietnam with his brother
mm-hmm.
and still doesn't change. Like, some things happen here and there, but he ends up on, like, this mission. And this photographer was there who... she was going to get like a Pulitzer Prize for this. And like this whole spiel happens. You find out at the end of the episode that she got a picture right before she was killed. And it was of Al as a POW.
Oh, yes.
In Vietnam. And you're like, oh my God.
And Al's wife.
Oh, but that's a whole other episode.
Okay.
So that's why I was like, oh my God, so all this happened. And then one of my other episodes, he jumps back in and he's a guy who is trying. So Al shows up and he's like, you're supposed to keep this woman from marrying this guy because he's an asshole. And he's like, okay. So uh-huh. he's in this whole thing. And Sam's kind of like, I don't really understand what's happening here. And he's like, well, this woman, you know, you're just supposed to keep her from marrying this guy. And he seems like a really nice guy. And Sam's so confused and everything seems strange. And what happens is Al tried to change things. This is Al's wife
mm-hmm.
who gave up on him when he was a POW and mm-hmm. married this guy and forgot about Al.
And she was trying, the love of his life.
Love of his life. And he's trying to change it. And that's not what Sam's really supposed right. to be there for. And Al's making it up. He actually was there for something mm-hmm. completely different. And he's like, that's not what this is supposed to be. And at the very end, Al like dances with her, even though he's a hologram. And they have like this big sad dance. And by the way, that's revisited in the very last episode.
Yes,
which
it is.
We'll talk about.
Yes,
but like,
it is.
Those are the things where I was like, he really tried to get him to change it. And... didn't tell him what he was actually supposed to be doing. And I was like, oh, that's so sad for me. Like, he really mm-hmm. was trying
to get...
Because
he loved her so much, and that's why he had so many wives.
Yep.
Because after he came back and his wife...
He had, like, five wives.
Was because, remarried.
Yeah, she remarried because she
couldn't
just forgot
be
about
again.
Him.
Yeah. So he becomes a womanizer. Yeah. That was so sad. He was dancing with her.
And there's another episode where Sam jumps in to Al... when he was on trial for rape and murder.
Oh, I don't remember that.
As a young cadet.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, that was actually crazy too. They're trying to like find out what happened. Well, it turns into this big thing and some other guy like set him up,
mm-hmm.
of course, is what happens. And so they're like, I mean, there's an episode too where like they're trying to prove something back in 1999 where like Al's in front of like a committee about the quantum leap experience.
And they want to shut it down.
They want to shut it down. He goes, like, and if you do this, he'll never come back. And they're like, we don't know what you're talking about. And it was the one, I think, where he was like in the Navy and then he was going to stop some bombing or something. He ends up changing something. Of course, he can't change things that are like real history because that wouldn't make sense. But it, like so many different things. And he ends up doing something to convince them that he's still there because they're like, okay, we'll keep funding it. But the stuff that affected their lives personally, I think, is what got me the most.
Because
I was like, these are the ones where I'm like... Yeah.
There was another episode where he... Sorry. There was another episode where he was in some... There were some bank robbers in his old hometown. And he realizes he's in his hometown. And then his dad comes.
Yeah.
Because he knows the guy. Mm-hmm. And so he hugs his dad, but he's not himself.
Right.
And it's just so sad. But of course, his dad is... played by him, but
yeah, exactly.
It's fine. It's like it's the 90s.
Yeah, there are so many. I do like, there's one where he plays Marilyn Monroe's chauffeur. And again, you're like, okay, what happens? You know, because he can't change history. Well, he changed it. So he saved her life one time to give her a long enough time to star in the movie The Misfits, which was her last movie.
Right.
And it was actually called something different. And Sam convinced them something about The Misfits. But he basically saved her life long enough so she could do that last movie. And it was really cool. Like, they had a guy, a fake Clark Gable, who looked a lot like Clark Gable. I was like, oh, my God. So that was a cool episode, too, like, where he gets to meet these famous people and change parts of their lives. But, of course, they can't have him change everything. I did like the one where he was also Bobo the chimp.
He was a chimp?
Yeah.
I vaguely remember that one.
He was in space. He jumped into a monkey.
Space.
The best part about that, he could talk and no one could understand him. So he could talk to Al freely. So he was just like, ah! Yeah, it was awesome. They're like, all they can hear is grunting. It's fine. And he saves like another monkey's life because this doctor was going to like experiment on chimps and like do brain damage to them. And it was crazy.
Which is the thing.
Yeah. Again, we talked about all of our favorite episodes, but there's just like little random pieces that I was like, okay, because there was an episode towards the end and it would have been, let's see, it ended in 93. So in the last season, there's an episode Jennifer Aniston is in and he is a soldier who lost his legs in Vietnam and they end up getting together and she's in it. It's so cute. I was like, oh, Jennifer Aniston's there. I think we have to talk about the finale episode because...
We might. Okay, I have a lot to say about the finale.
Oh, you do? I know. So it might be one whole episode by itself.
I think we have to do a three-parter.
Is Quantum Leap going to be a three-parter?
It's going to be our first ever three-parter, piggybacked on our first ever two-parter because I have so much to say about the finale.
I know. It is pretty intense. And the finale is good. I had to think about some stuff and
One of the best finales
by far. I did want to mention too, since I mentioned Jennifer Aniston, that both Jane Sibbett, who played Carol on Friends, and Lauren Tom, who played Julie on Friends, were both on Quantum Leap.
I don't remember Julie, but I remember
that was random. But Jane Sibbett definitely played she was a chick who was like running from bounty hunters.
Yep.
This might be our best TV series of all time.
We're so excited about this. You know what? Let's get excited about this next week when we come back for part three.
We should. This is like a teaser for the rest of you. These guys are crazy. Like, oh, we really like it. You're all going to want to watch it, though, after all this.
You're going to want to watch it.
Guarantee.
All right. Let's wrap this up
Wrap it up.
If you enjoy the show, please leave a review and also subscribe so you won't miss an episode. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We love to hear from our listeners. For additional content, check us out at patreon.com/TVTangents.
Thanks, Sam, for jumping into me and postponing us until the 26th, apparently.
And Al's standing there going, Sam, you've got to make sure they don't do this episode. Until the 26th of March.
Oh, look at these two chicks. How you doing?
Sam, try to get him to make out. like, easy. I got it.
Calm down now. Not going to do that. I'm not going to do that, Al. You're so crazy. This is perv.